Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Craig Patriot.
And I'm Dave Trust.
We're here in the lower southwest green zone of the North American Union, formerly known as California, for the New Year's Eve celebration of 2000. There are some big changes ahead of us, ain't that right, Dave?
That's right, Craig. With new laws going into effect as of midnight, we expect to see some remarkable changes that will bring order to this brave new world.
Indeed, Dave. Installments such as Project Safeguard will allow North American Union citizens to be safely monitored by the federal government via iChip implants to ensure safety and prosperity amongst the newly formed union.
And with that, we'd like to thank you for tuning in to this mandated New Year's Eve celebration. Let's take it down to the streets for the countdown.
3 years after the worst market crash in modern history, America, Canada, and Mexico joined forces to create the North American Union. This merger, known as the NAU, is an extension of the Security and Prosperity Act.
Following a biochemical attack, civil liberties are non-existent. Immediately after this, the vice president takes power, all elections are suspended, and an interim senate is selected by the NAU Supreme Council.
As a result to the loss of the U.S. Constitution, millions take to the streets to protest the Union, only to be gunned down by federal police forces. The corporate conglomerates monopolize the market and dominate all industry.
With the rise in child abduction, Project Safeguard, an extension to the 2008 Real ID Act, is immediately passed through law. This law requires all citizens to be implanted with the digital angel microchip.
This chip becomes the sole way to verify identification, finances, credit, and security clearance.
Without this chip, people are forced into homelessness and are rounded up due to the violation of curfew laws. And these people are taken to privately owned detention centers for educational retraining.
After a horrific school shooting, gun bans go into effect. The Ministry of Homeland Security deems all organizations against the NAU policy enemy combatants.
Those who speak out relinquish their right to judge and jury. Enemy combatants are imprisoned indefinitely or executed.
Many submit, but some stand and rise against this new world order.